sprawling slug-like with short-fingered hands resting on her bulging belly. Jewels gleamed from numerous necklaces and rings, and silk draped across her sloping shoulders, but nothing could hide the repulsiveness of her skin, which is as green and oily as a swamp reptile's back. The matriarch rumbled briefly, then reached for a snack. It wriggled and squirmed uselessly before dropping into the cavernous maw and dying with a crunch.
Tassa Barish understands your urgent desire to proceed to business, said the translator. Would you like to view the merchandise?
Please. The hut matriarch barked a command, and the crowd of onlookers stepped a tall, bejeweled Twi'lek, who bowed and said,
My name is Yima. I will be your guide.
Nervin bowed in return.
If the merchandise meets our needs, we may wish to offer a price immediately.
Of course, Yima said. But I'm afraid we have another party due to arrive shortly. We could not possibly come to any arrangements until they have had an opportunity to see what you have seen.
When is this other party due?
Today, I believe.
From the Republic?
I cannot reveal their identity.
Can you tell me how many other interested parties there are?
Yima smiled with his lips only.
This way, please.
Envoy Nervin's expression was sour, but he did as he was told. The Twi'lek led him and his retinue from the throne room. They formed a gaudy procession, with Yima and Nervin at the lead, accompanied by one Barish soldier for every Imperial bodyguard. Axe brought up the rear, glad to be moving again. She tolerated diplomacy rather than enjoying it. Balancing Axe was the biggest hook she had ever seen. He matched her stride pace for pace, his expression impassive. As she left the room, Axe glimpsed an unassuming figure at the back. A human of average height, he wore practical clothes that had seen better days. His salt and pepper hair looked as though he'd been hauled from bed just moments before. On a street anywhere else in the galaxy, Axe would have ignored him as a matter of course. But in Barish's palace, he was the only being not dripping with finery. Standing directly behind him was a boxy old combat droid that looked even more battered than he was. He saw Axe looking at him and glanced away, as though bored. She turned her eyes forward and followed the envoy. Yima led them through a maze of corridors, each more opulent than the last. Had Axe any interest in paintings, sculptures, and tapestries, or even just the value of such things, she was sure she would have been impressed. Instead, while carefully memorizing the route, she kept her eyes open for tactical information. How many guards stood at each intersection? Which areas were covered by security cams? Where blast doors were located, concealed or not? Unsurprisingly, she quickly concluded that the palace was a fortress wrapped up in tinfoil. The huts loved their luxury, but they loved their lives more. Tassa Barish hadn't elevated herself to head of a hut cartel simply by throwing the biggest parties. She knew how to watch her back, too. There were weaknesses to every security detail, though. Axe was sure she could get to the matriarch if she needed to. Luckily for Tassa Barish, her mission was simply to steal. Yima brought the commingled retinues to